Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Austin's 95.9, Texas Country Flatland Cavalry. An old school, they'll be in town as part of Two Step In coming up in April. Just man, we're knocking on the door of Two Step In very, very soon. A two-day festival that we will be a part of as well. 7:37, I'm Eric, he's Bob, Fun Friday, standing by for Jimmy Carter. Next hour, 8 a.m. hour, lots going on, but it will be your final chance, well, final chance today, to win tickets to Dierks Bentley, Zach Top, and the band Lula. We'll do it at 8 in the morning, and again at 5 o'clock this afternoon during the official drive at 5. So if you want to go see Zach and Dierks next hour, get you hooked.
And we are standing by for Jimmy Carter. If you want to see the home opener baseball games with the University of Texas, of course, the original home opener was, Tuesday night. But that was severe cold, and they an hour or two before the game, they called it off. It's not even going to be rescheduled. That was with the Houston Cougars. But the three-game series this weekend is scheduled with Dartmouth. Will go on, but because of the weather, be alerted, they've changed the times. You want to catch a little baseball this weekend? You want to bundle up some? the 6:30 game tonight, it'll be 1 o'clock this afternoon. And again, that's because the rain is set to come in either late this afternoon or early this evening. And, you know, the rain with the temperatures is going to bring the light icing possibilities, particularly on Saturday morning.
Man, you got to be hardcore to stand out over at the dish when it's 35 degrees.
Or sit down in the shade. Ooh. Where the wind blows up under the eggshell. Yeah, it's
hook 'em horns.
It's snown more than just this year.
Will it be on TV today, Bob?
No, I think all games actually are on some kind of a streaming service in one way or the other.
Right.
Dartmouth. You know, I bet I may be wrong, but I think in the long history of the University of Texas since 1883 or whatever.
Have we ever played Dartmouth?
I don't think we've ever brought the Dartmouthers in.
All right.
But three games. Tomorrow's game, interestingly, is moved until either noon or 1. Their website, the Texas Athletics website, says 12 noon. What's being reported on, news releases and all from our, websites of TV stations and all, two of them at least, is 12 noon. That's odd because, the rain will get out of here, but the real threat of icing, particularly, is tomorrow morning. And they'll keep the Sunday game at the same time, which is 12 noon. But the big change, of course, is 1 o'clock this afternoon. As we wait on Jimmy, I don't know if he'll have this story. It may be one of them. Delta Airlines proactively has told all 70-something passengers that were on that jet this past week that flipped over and nobody died. Two were injured critically but are stable and it's not life-threatening. I'm sure everybody's going to have some kind of injury one way or the other, if not mental and traumatic. But they said, look, right now, here's $30,000 to release all claims. We want to compensate you. That's not going to be close. But you know what? They're going to have some people that take it.
The representative that spoke to me said that this is no strings attached. There's some people in pretty tough shape, and $30,000 right now would be extremely helpful.
But you got to go away and you can't say a word, right?
Right, right.
What if you choose to lawyer up? You lawyer up and you're like, man, I got some physical and mental, and I'll never be able to fly again, and this is going to cost me.
There is a man from Austin that was on that flight, and his name is Marty Lawrence, and he has already hired the attorney Andres Pereira, to compensate him for his back, neck, and facial injuries, let alone the trauma.
Yeah, I don't, it's 30 grand enough.
Said his attorney yesterday here in Austin, there's a great deal of emotional distress and mental anguish that he suffered as a result of being in a plane crash and being soaked by fuel.
Ooh.
As the airplane careened down the runway on fire. He said $30,000 would not begin to cover the medical expenses.
Jimmy's here. Good morning, Jimmy.
But that's what they say. Jimmy Carter brought to you by the good folks at Swertner Farm and Ranch in Swertner, Texas.
Yeah, I don't know what I think about those kind of things. You know, that's one of the kind of big problems in the country is that is tort reform, is how much are certain things worth? You know, how much really, what is, do you believe in, you know, somebody's lost their life and they get a $100 million payoff on it, or, you know, something like, should there be, you know, that's a tough one. That, how much do those people are really, of course they're going to be traumatically, good Lord, I think they'd be better off. Give them a golden pass where they never have to play for airline travel again. That'd be one thing I'd give them, you know, where they never have to pay anything. It wouldn't cost them any money, really, a little bit. And then, yeah, you need to give them some cash, too. I don't know what the figure is, but yeah, being hanging upside like bats and just sure you're going to die in the next 30 seconds would be bad, would be terrible. But, you know, they can't. Yeah. That's something we can't get done in the country is tort reform. I mean, you see these commercials for these ambulance chaser lawyers that are out there all over the place, and that's because of all these, you know, cases that get – that's why your insurance rates are so high. So, you know,
it's smart, though, of the airline and their insurance carrier.
To try to get ahead of it.
To move fast. Because, as I don't know, the audio cuts you had, Eric, who was that? Was that the guy from Delta or somebody?
No, that was Brian Erickson. He's a passenger on the actual plane.
Oh, that was a passenger.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, people, there are folks that are like, if you said, yeah, I'll give you $30,000 right now. You know, they don't have 30,000 in their bank account already. They're
no strings,
go,
as Jimmy pointed out.
I need that money now.
Yeah, they have this. Because they put no strings on that $30,000, so you can still sue. But they're just trying to get people.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. Because the CEO of Delta went on the air the next morning and did that. That's where this came from. He went on the air.
Okay, so the way I read the story, I get what I missed. When the attorney for the Austin man that is already suing says $30,000 won't cover it, what he's saying is, I'm suing for beyond that. Okay.
Well, of course they are, because he's not that lawyer, I'm saying, but there are around the country, there are these ambulance chaser lawyers that are going to sue whatever they can get out. And then this is going to go into some litigation that's going to last forever. And then eventually they'll settle for something. But it's a game that's played every day. And particularly with people who run trucking companies and, you know, all these different bad things that happen every day. This goes on all the time. These crashes are just high profile, you know, but these 18-wheelers are out there every day, you know, getting into something. And the lawyers are always there real quick, almost at the hospital, to try to get you to sign something. But that was what Delta made a big point of, is no strings attached to that. So there'll still be people who will get lawyered up.
The thing is, what I thought was brilliant as a strategic move of the airlines and their insurance carrier, I'm sure, is set the bar really low. Like, what you've been through, it's worth $30,000. So when they get to the lawsuits or have to handle lawsuits, then, you know, they got a place. They got a point of reference to start.
Well,
with.
The reference point
and that bar
past,
is low.
The reference point in the past on many of these things has been $5,000.
You're kidding? That low?
No, it's that low. And so this is one of the higher ones that's been publicized, and they did it quickly, you know, and just hey, so. Yeah,
that's instructive.
It's going to be ugly for that, no doubt about it.
So if you're playing slides off the runway and then ends up cattywampus, and you got to slide down the slide, you usually get $5,000.
Now, one thing Delta has done, which is very odd, usually in these things, when no one had died, so that's one. That's you know, this was a highly unusual, spectacular wreck where nobody died. Several people in hospital, but no one's died. They have not given the names of the pilots, and that's usually been done by now, to give us a little information on the pilots, what's their experience level, who were they, that type of thing. So that
well, I read a story. And I don't know who to attribute it to. It was a major news legend. What not legend, but what they call it. Standard media, whatever.
Yeah.
And it said, though they haven't given the name of the pilots, you're going to see that they're female. And then they brought in.
I saw something, a rumor
saw too,
in
yeah.
that, too.
Well, but here's the deal. The carrier, the partner that Delta uses, if you go on their website, I forget who it is.
Endeavor,
mm-hmm. Yes. They brag about how. They're the first airline that is offering a whole bunch of airplane flights that are not manned. Both pilots
right.
are
they're
women.
All female crew, flight attendants, and flight crew. So
and brag about their DEI commitment.
Yeah.
So that could backfire a little. I'm not saying it's related, but that's what we're
I'm
hearing.
I'm saying it could be. Really that may be why they're holding back, but people are noticing that they're holding back. Here's a story that I don't think gets enough attention. And these airlines things certainly do, but, man, Texas measles cases are up. New Mexico has an outbreak. This really does not need to happen. I don't know if you ever got measles when you were a kid, measles and mumps and all that stuff, but I got them all as a kid. It's a wonder I'm here. That's before there were, vaccinations. And this is all, it's still, it's had no cases. Like, they were having, years where we had millions of people were having these things, and then they knocked it down to where there was just only a handful. And now there's a breakout in Gaines County, West Texas, 45 infections, Terry County to the north, 9, Lubbock and Linn counties have a couple. And these counties are close-knit people, under-vaccinated, Mennonite community, especially among families who have private religious schools or homeschooled. So as long as it stayed with those people, that's fine. But, wow, you don't want to get measles going again. And so, again, what keeps it? Vaccines. And there's been so much disinformation in our society in the last couple of years about the safety of vaccines. And again, it's like anything else. I did a long talk with a friend this week. Everything we read now, just about, and whatever you read, Bob, or whatever I'm reading, we really, if you had to risk your life on that, any story you want to pick being true, would you do it? And I would say no. I don't care what the story is. I almost don't believe anything I read anymore. And that's a really bad place that we're in, a really bad place, because people have begun so partisan. The disinformation we heard concerning vaccines is killing people. The whole thing about COVID, where it started, what was it about, we still don't know the truth on that. Now it's even gotten to the point where Trump is going to go to Fort Knox to see if gold's really in there. That's pretty bad when we don't believe anything. And we don't put it all
in Fort Knox, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, but I don't think
there
are
two or three.
Right, but we don't even know it's even there. So, but the fact that the President of the United States feels like he needs to go see the gold in person to believe it's really there, that's quite something.
Yeah, but somebody may have just painted bricks, spray painted them gold.
Enter Larry Gatlin song.
Yeah, all the gold.
So, do you believe everything? I guess you do believe pretty much everything you read, because I hear it when you come back with it. But do you doubt most things?
No, I mean, I don't think that was fair.
I don't
fair
doubt
all,
this story. Here's a story I don't doubt. Okay.
I'll bring up things that may not, that don't seem right, but I always disclaim it and say, look, choose to believe this or not, or here's who this is coming from, who knows. But I don't just read it and say this is what it is.
Yes, some of it, I don't doubt that the gist of a story is correct. It's just people don't, the journalism part, where people don't seem to get facts right. And I see a whole bunch of things where they blow the, but they don't, like, here for example, this is a story I do believe. Mitch McConnell is going to retire, okay? I think that is
yeah,
a
I wouldn't
correct
have a problem with that.
Story.
Yeah.
And I don't have a trouble with the SS United States is a 990-foot ocean liner that's coming to Mobile, Alabama, where they'll get all the bad stuff off of it, then they're going to take it offshore of Destin and Fort Walton and turn it into a reef 20 miles off the coast. I believe that. That's good. That's good. You know, so some things are pretty much okay. But then there's some things you just wonder, you know, well, really? And a lot of politics stories certainly go that way. Here's one that's supposed to be true. The 911 franchise is leaving Austin and coming to Nashville. ABC is picking up 911 Nashville. It was 911 Lone Star, you might remember. And that ended on February 3rd on Fox. Now it's flipping over to ABC, and it will be on the 25-26 season. Don't know much more about it than that, but big deal switching networks from Fox to ABC. Now, this shot a little bit in San Antonio and around Austin. The show 1923 is back on this Sunday.
Woo-hoo.
Season 2 will be on this Sunday. Paramount Plus, and I think still the Paramount Network. This is the one with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. This is the one where Spencer and Alexandra have been kind of the focal point of the story, trying to get the son back from Africa, where he was a war hero, and trying to get him back to Montana so he can shoot some people. So that's the story of 1923. I binged yesterday the show Zero Day. I started to watch it. I think I fell asleep during the little bit during the first hour, and then I kind of got lost when it had to go backwards. But went on from there. It was really good. It was really good. And it was De Niro plays an ex-president. Yes, there are parallels to him playing basically Biden, and his wife sort of playing roughly Jill. Not really, you know, but you can see where, okay. And then you can see where it was a black female president, okay? And so it's very interesting, you know, what they took from current affairs. It's about a cyber attack on the United States and what it would do to us and who did it. And they formed a commission with basically, you know, could do anything they wanted to try to find out who did it. And, man, it hooked me. It was good. Right there on Netflix, and someone said, I ain't going to watch it because Robert De Niro is starring in it. Well, I understand, and I feel the same way.
Come on, Ted.
But I cannot let these – it did it with Jane Fonda, but I can't let it go too deep
right.
If I start saying, well, do I agree with the politics of this person, whether it's Tom Hanks or any of these folks. You wouldn't listen to a Beatle record. Paul McCartney's a nutty vegan. John Lennon, you know, was certainly was a hippie and all the stuff that he was standing for. You got to wipe yourself. I can't do that. I can't attach politics, you know, to my music. I have to separate them. But if you can't, then
if we get time, I'll comment on that a little later this morning as folks go into the weekend with that just being out. You recommended it yesterday. You said you might be watching it. Well, Jimmy, I watched, seven or eight last night. I mean, on up to about 1 o'clock this morning. And I'm not going to give my opinion, but I will tell you the headline in Variety yesterday, the show business Bible, Robert De Niro Netflix thriller Zero Day utterly fails with an overqualified cast. And I can see some of their point, but De Niro, I thought, was brilliant in it. I'll say that. We'll talk about
it. I did too, and I thought it was a pretty good story. I mean, because it's really possible that something like that could happen, not by necessarily who's doing it, but I don't want to give away any of it, but I think it was worth seeing. I mean, I thought it was pretty good. But I just can't look at him. Yeah, I can see him with, you know, with his political, he's been so political out there.
Yeah, my wife couldn't get by that at all. I just finally said, will you shut up? It's a movie, okay? Just, you know, it's a movie. He's who cares?
Well,
this is kind of ironic.
Crazy,
it's kind of ironic he's having to go talk to protesters when he's led the protests in the past.
Right. I mean, I just can't. For some reason, I'm able to suspend belief. I don't know. All right, let's get Jim Swerner here real quick. Jim Swerner here to tell us all we need to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And those truck races, everything else, are Saturday and Sunday in the afternoon. You've got this 1923 starting on Paramount Plus and Paramount on Sunday. I would think that on Paramount Plus you'd be able to watch it anytime. On demand on Sunday. Eric tells me that Jack Reacher is back. I love that series. This Zero Day on Netflix, give it a shot, you know, and I think it's worth it. Again, if you just can't stand De Niro and you can't get past that, okay. Trying to think what else was this. Well, a lot of baseball. Roku, if you're a Roku person, they're going to run, I think they've got every spring game this weekend on Roku.
Nice.
Have you seen? You don't have? Are you Roku man?
I'm Roku. Yes.
You too.
Got a Roku TV and Roku apps. SAG Awards is this weekend too, right?
Which one?
The SAG.
They're on Netflix on Saturday night. But again, I haven't seen any of these movies, nor do I want to.
Yeah, it's true.
Except for Wicked. I did sit through that, but, you know, that was droopy drawers during a lot of it. But I got into the story because I love the Wizard of Oz story. But
I loved Wicked. I watched it a couple times now. But, yeah, I got the
I
Gina.
I can't take that first hour. First 30 minutes to me was deep vein thrombosis. I mean, it was tough. Acknowledgement to a guy who passed away who gets no attention. I never heard his name until today, and that's terrible. His name is Junior Lowe. He was the bass player for all the great Muscle Shoals stuff. Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, Land of a Thousand Dances, Bobby Gentry's Fancy, Clarence Carter's Patches, and on and on and on. He played guitar on some of them, bass on all the big ones. And he just was one of those that didn't seek fame and really didn't go out and do much and hardly even got his picture made, so... But he was, boy, listen to that bass on When a Man Loves a Woman. It's the mud between the toes.
Love it. The mud between the toes.
Mud between the toes.
All righty.
That's it. Other than being cold, you're going to warm up this weekend. And
we'll start to warm, yeah, by Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be good. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be some ugly power bills around the country this coming month. Better save up.
Well, Saturday night is the Texas Songwriters Hall of Fame induction, and that big tribute to an induction of now the late Charlie Robinson. Eric Raines is going to be covering all that for us, but you can go. In fact, we'll have a quick phone call next hour with Joe Abels, who's head of that organization. Of course, the high priest in charge of the Mother Church of local Texas music listening and playing, and that's the Saxon Pub. He'll be one of a couple of people on with us next hour. Jimmy, we do wish you a wonderful, restful, relaxful, fun weekend, and we'll see
you. Thank you, and you too. Bye-bye.
See you, Jimmy.
More with Eric and Bob right after this information update on 95.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.